AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. With 2 weeks to go before Election Day, Kamala Harris and Donald Trump are targeting each other.
He's becoming increasingly unstable and unhinged.
Crooked Joe Biden became mentally impaired, sad. But lying Kamala Harris, honestly, I believe she was born that way.
We must take note of the fact that this is an individual who wants to be president of the United States. And I think the American people deserve better than someone who actually seems to be unstable.
There's something wrong with Kamala.
Her doctor says she's in excellent health and has the physical and mental resiliency to serve as president. Donald Trump has provided only limited snapshots of his health over the last year, but a spokesman for the Trump campaign says, according to his personal physician and his doctor when he was in the White House, Donald Trump is in perfect and excellent health to be commander-in-chief. I'm Rita Foley.
The candidates are focusing on Hispanic voters. Harris will take part in a Telemundo town hall. Donald Trump is at a roundtable meeting of Latino voters in Miami.
This time we don't have COVID. And it's going to be a lot harder for them to do bad things. So we're going to see. We have tremendous people. We have a lot of lawyers working. We have lawyers working, numbers of lawyers that nobody's ever seen before, because we're not going to play games.
Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen told world financial leaders the U.S. economy has grown stronger because the Biden administration rejected isolationism. It's a barely veiled criticism of Donald Trump's policies 2 weeks before Election Day. Tropical Storm Oscar is moving toward the Bahamas after making landfall in Cuba as a Category 1 hurricane, killing at least 6 people. Cuba is also dealing with an unrelated massive power outage. 5 people were shot and killed at a soccer match in Jamaica. The IRS says taxpayers will again see higher standard deductions for 2025. This is AP News. The number of abortions has not changed much since the right to an abortion was overturned by the Supreme Court. The AP's Shelley Adler has the story.
According to a report, women living in states with abortion bans got the procedure in the second half of 2023 at about the same rate as before the U.S. Supreme Court overturned Roe v. Wade. Women got the procedure by traveling out of state or by having prescription abortion pills mailed to them. They also used telehealth to get abortion pills. This is all according to the We Count report from the Society of Family Planning. They advocate for abortion access. The number of abortions in states with bans at all stages of pregnancy fell to near zero. It also plummeted in states where bans kick in around 6 weeks of pregnancy, which is before many women know they're pregnant. I'm Shelley Adler.
And I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.